This message from God's Word is being brought to you by Brother Noah Goodson at the Scenic Hills Church of Christ in Pensacola, Florida. He brings us this short message about the Great Commission. The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And now, Brother Goodson.
In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, after his resurrection, Jesus presented the 11 remaining disciples with a great commission. The key word I want to emphasize in this scripture today is go. Go is a verb, a word that denotes an action, occurrence, a state of existence. Go is a word that requires us to do something. In the church today, there are many who fail to carry out God's command to go. Now I'd like to look at a couple of the main reasons that there are so many who have this attitude. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17 as we look in the story of David and Goliath. One of the biggest obstacles we face is fear. For example, there are so many tasks that need to be done during worship services, such as praying, song leading, preaching, and serving the Lord's Supper, just to name a few. And someone has to perform these tasks. It seems like the people doing these tasks are always the one having to do them, and many who could do not. Many times it is fear that holds us back. What if I mess up during prayer? What if I can't hit that note leading a song? What if I trip and spill the tray during the Lord's Supper? All of these excuses can be explained simply by four letters, F-E-A-R. We can see fear in the army of Israel as the great Goliath came down to the Philistine army, from the Philistine army, and challenged them to send someone to fight. We should boldly serve our Lord and utilize the talents He gives us to do His work. The other reason we will discuss is the excuse that somebody else will do it. Now there's a story of four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Then somebody got angry with that because it was everybody's job, and everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. So isn't that the way we are sometimes? Brother prays so well, always leads such eloquent prayers, so I'm going to let him lead the prayers. Sister sings like a bird, hits the high notes so well that I don't need to sing praises to God. And in our text, we see Saul, David's three other brothers, and the rest of the army of Israel passing the buck, waiting for someone, anyone, to go fight Goliath. And we read in verse 16 that Goliath had come out morning and evening, 40 days before David came along. No one stood up and faced him. But we see an attitude difference when David came. There was no fear. There was no hoping somebody else would do it, just a willingness to do anything God wanted him to do, and the faith and trust that God would deliver. Do you remember the parable of the talents? Each person was given money with the expectation that they'd do something with it and make more. One of them decided to bury it and do nothing with it. And how did his Lord respond? Matthew chapter 25 verse 26 reads, "But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, do not let fear, laziness, indifference, unbelief, don't let these keep you from being the worker that God wants you to be. Let us adopt the attitudes of David, Abraham, Joshua, Peter, Paul, and boldly and confidently say, "Here am I, God, send me to do your will."' Do you need to renew your commitment to God and be all that you can be in His service today? If so, come forward as we stand and sing."